Hello, everyone. Welcome to the podcast. Drum solo by Peter. Welcome to episode 5. I'm Matt. I'm joined by Peter.
I'm Peter.
And Will.
Hank.
And Will.
And this is episode 5 of Podcast-tastic Podcast, where we talk about our against attempt and what's going on with Room 310 Productions. I'm going to go ahead and start off by saying we now have a website. We'll have that up there in the links. If I remember correctly, it's sites.google.com/site/room310pro. So be on the lookout for that. On our website, we're going to have all our podcasts there. We're going to have various articles here. Will is our sports writer, so be sure to look for articles from him. I'll have some video game articles up. And hopefully we'll have like other works up, like such as artwork or maybe some media. Yeah. We'll hopefully have one article out right now, our Friday when we post this. Will's got a sports article out about the beginning of the baseball season, right?
Yep, that's right.
And I like what I've seen so far. Will, you got some writing talent there.
I did. Yeah, I thought so too.
You thought so too, huh? It's all potential.
I just haven't been able to break through somewhere, you know?
Exactly.
This is my outlet.
Hey, we're going to back it up with some Guinness World Records here.
That'll help.
Just one. We're clearly underachievers in the Guinness World Record.
Yeah, I guess so.
Here's what we're talking about, Peter.
Yeah, that lady had like 106 records or something.
Oh, okay, so you saw that?
Yeah. Did you post something about it?
Yeah. For those of you who are listening who don't know what I'm talking about, there's some girl out there, some college-age girl. Her name online is Kitty McScratch. She has 105 world records right now, and she's going for her 106th here in a couple weeks.
How'd she find the time for them? That's what I want to know.
I don't know, but she's going to do it for Child's Play Charity.
Are they all for games, or I didn't really look at records?
Yeah, 97 of them are for dancing-based games.
Dancing-based games? How many freaking dancing-based records are there?
Like, a lot of them are high-score stuff.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
She's actually doing a marathon one right now, or she's going to do a marathon one.
Yeah, I saw that. 20 hours.
She has to do 24 hours. That's what she promised. Okay. So I think she's actually just going to pass that around 5 hours, maybe.
How do you actually do that for 20 hours or whatever? I mean, you're like, it's a dancing game, right? So you have to be on your feet the entire time.
She's actually dancing for 24 hours, which is ridiculous.
Yeah. That's why I think she's just not going to make it past 10 or something like that. I mean, yeah, I'm going to watch it. There's a live stream and stuff. So
I watch that too.
Yeah, I'll send you the link, and I'll send our viewers the link too if they want to check that out.
You would watch it.
Of course I would.
You'd see some girl dancing because around. You would.
I'm watching it because I'm interested in the video game community.
What did Will say?
I don't know. Will, what did you say?
You have to scout out the competition as well.
Exactly. Oh, that reminds us. We were thinking about taking her to court because she was stealing our ideas.
Stealing your ideas?
Guinness World Record charity attempt.
Oh. Yeah.
And then I found something else out.
You didn't like copyright that.
Okay, but here's that. We will. Here's the hammer in the coffin. On her website.
There's a coffin involved?
Yes. On her website, which is
where did the coffin get involved?
Worry about the coffin later. Okay? So, she has a website, which is like kittymcscratch.com, right?
Mm-hmm.
On her website, she has like a tab that says merch. So I'm like, what kind of merch does she have? When she's just talking about herself. She has a signed poster of herself that she sells for $10.
I mean, 106 record attempts, it's got to be worth something, right?
I don't know. I don't know what the market is for that.
I mean, wait, are you selling a signed poster of yourself?
We should.
We're not saying we are. We are saying we're selling a poster, and if they want it signed by us, they can.
Wait, so how is that poster another equal to what you're doing? Because we're not selling a signed poster.
Because we were coming up with a similar idea. Peter, quit poking holes in our theory.
Putting nails in this coffin that's apparently right here somewhere?
Yes, this coffin. Sealing the coffin. And while I'm in the coffin, I'm going to be playing some 3DS.
Creepy.
And, yeah, plus a new low plus.
Oh, gosh.
All right. Well, I don't think I sent you this article, so we're going to go ahead and talk about this one real quick.
All right, I'm going to start it out. Paxton has signed up for this dating site where he gets emails from his fake girlfriend.
Wow, okay.
It's called New Love Plus.
That is a tissue of lies. Here's what's really going on. Okay, there's a news article out there I was reading.
I'm just kidding, people. He didn't really sign up for it.
He was just kidding.
He was tempted to.
I was not. Look, this game isn't even out. How can I sign up for service?
You're in the beta.
There's no beta.
Yeah, that's because you can't tell us that because you're in the beta.
Oh my god. So, anyway, what it is, it's just this game in Japan. It's really popular, this dating sim game called Love Plus, right? So they're coming out with a new one on the 3DS called New Love Plus. Well, you can also get a service. This is a $4 a month service to receive daily emails from virtual girlfriends that you meet on the game.
A little creepy.
Yeah. Like, they're not even, like, love letters or anything like that. They're, like, what she did with her day.
Hmm.
Like, this morning I came up and ate breakfast, and then I went out shopping, and then I ate lunch. Crap like that.
You can put a little bit more detail into that. I mean, what kind of breakfast did she have? What kind of lunch? Where'd she buy? Where'd she go?
Peter, it sounds like you're the perfect audience for this.
No, I'm just saying, if they're going to sell this, they need to work on it a little bit more.
Well, maybe you should write them a complaint letter.
No.
Say, these virtual girls aren't convincing enough. I didn't know what to say about the day.
I mean, I'll let the person in the beta tell them what they need to do better. Right, Paxton?
Yep. I don't get it. $4 a month service. How does that work?
It's going to pay $4 a month for that.
Yeah, where's the audience for that? Well, I guess there could be an audience. Like, a couple years ago, there was a story about some guy who married his virtual girlfriend online.
I saw that. That was so stupid.
Wasn't it?
It was so dumb.
See, anyone can marry anyone in Japan. So, they're the real no-tolerance country. Or wait, no, I guess that wouldn't be right. It'd be the real 100% tolerance? I don't know.
Yeah, that's probably more accurate.
Yeah, we're going to go with that, 100% tolerance. Yeah. Will, you got anything to add to this riveting podcast?
No, I...
You don't want to sign up for that?
Am I?
Yeah.
Is Matt?
No!
It's Matt! He's already in the beta.
Don't deflect! This is all on you! You clearly haven't said no yet, and that worries me.
I mean, you could ask Matt about the beta and, you know, what's going on.
There's no beta!
No, I'm not, no. But she has this... You said it was this girl has that, link?
The girl has the link?
Yeah.
No, you, where did you find it? Where did you find this article on is what he wants to know.
Oh, where did I find the, article about the virtual girlfriends?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I found it on The Escapist.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would pass on that.
Yeah, you'd have to be pretty weird and desperate to sign up for one of those things.
I would totally agree.
Yeah.
And other cruel things to say about those kinds of people.
Yeah.
Other cruel things to say? It's weird and desperate, Paxton, to say it.
The commercial's clearly misleading, okay?
Yeah.
They have a virtual commercial for their virtual commercial.
More importantly, why is there a girl playing it in there?
Yeah, that's what I was about to talk about. There's a commercial that comes with this article, and it's a commercial for it's a trailer for the game, and it's got people playing it in groups, and they're all smiling and laughing and pointing at each other's 3DS. None of that's gonna happen. It's probably gonna be the guy in his room with the lights out.
Let's be honest here, it's gonna be a basement.
Parents'
basement, 40 years old.
This is Japan, so it's like apartment.
Parents' basement of the apartment, 40 years old.
Basement of the apartment?
Yep.
How's that work?
Don't think about it.
But, yeah, $4. There was one thing that was kind of interesting about the game. I will say this, okay?
See, he's in a beta.
Shut up! No. This is technology now. So, I know you guys can't see this out there in the podcast audience, but what happens is, like, the game's cameras, it's like an AR kind of thing, so you can, like, hold the 3DS up to your face, and like you get like that point of view. If you point toward the ground, then you get like a view of the ground. So it's like real time moving camera while you're moving the 3DS. So I guess that would be best explained. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I think I get what you're saying.
It's like you're holding a camera to like a virtual world, and you can kind of move it around.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah. So wherever you move, like it moves on the screen as if you were looking that way.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting.
How's it working in the beta? Is it working ways? Another planet guy. I'm just kidding. Once again, he's not in the beta.
Peter, do I need to like make the point system?
Point system? What am I, like -5?
Yeah. Peter, you are at -5.
That's
one
good.
For -1 for every accusation you have against
I'm going for 10. Let's see if I can get it.
Anybody else have anything to add? We're only like 10 minutes into this thing. What's that?
I said not on that topic.
Not on that topic? Do you have a new topic you want to bring up?
Actually not right now, I'll have to think. What else is on your end?
Nothing really, we're still trying to find a room, and it's like, I'm calling people.
So, it'd be cool if GameStop just let us do it in their store.
Yeah, but they said there were security issues with that, so they couldn't do it.
More so than, for sure.
Yeah, because that was the first place we asked. Well, if there's nothing else, then I'm going to fill this time up with shameless plugs. Be sure to look out for our new shirt here coming out next week. That's, tornadoes are like Christmas and earthquakes are like massages. That's just the kind of man I am. Look for that shirt out next week.
Here's a question.
What's up?
Do we know any insight or info on the whole Gene meme contest? Like, anyone is actually doing that?
No, no one's sending anything for Gene meme.
Well, I'm sure all four listeners will.
All four listeners. So, I think I already did mine. I don't know where everyone else's is.
Yeah, I need to do that too. Well, I was wondering if I could do it, but then I thought, well, we're kind of like the ones behind it, so it would be like winning your own prize.
You could do it, but you just can't win the contest.
What's the prize?
The prize is a sign poster.
Oh. Oh,
right.
Of you guys?
Yep.
Any random thing?
No, it's the poster design we showed you earlier.
Oh, okay.
50 Hours Living the Dream.
Okay. Why is it a sign Mickey Scratch poster?
It was either going to be that, or it was going to be a live picture of us in a poster form, but we were doing the Charlie's Angels pose.
Oh, God. Oh. Yeah, I'm not interested in the contest if that's what it is.
We're not wearing the clothes or anything like that.
Oh, I'm glad we cleared that up.
Yes. There's going to be explosions in the background.
Explosions.
Wow, this descended pretty quickly. Make sure to edit this crap out.
I don't know. It's pretty good.
Is it pretty good?
I'd keep it in.
I'm going to keep it in the part right after I said bears.
Bears?
Yep.
What about bears?
Bears? That's going to be the segue.
Oh, I mean, bears kick your ass in Skyrim.
Do they?
Yeah. More so than dragons.
Yeah, that's true. Bears have,
I was running around one time, and three bears came up out of nowhere and, like, just destroyed me after I'd killed a dragon. It was pretty ridiculous.
Apparently, bears are, like, the main antagonist in Triple Town.
Really? That weird? Uh-huh. What is Triple Town?
Triple Town is this iPhone game, and you kind of build, like, little communities. Huh. But it's like a stacking kind of game. Like, you build two houses, and then you can combine those two houses into, like, a church or something like that. I don't know the numbers exactly.
So churches are made up of two houses?
Yes. Or bears. If you get enough bears together, you can make buildings.
Wait. So bears are a resource you use to build buildings in this game?
They can be, yes.
So in real life, if I go and, let's say, get five bears, what can I make with that?
I can't remember exactly what you do when they fight. In real life?
Yeah. If this game,
you could probably
principles were in real life, how many? What would five bears give me?
A nice set of bed sheets.
A nice set of bed sheets. No, I mean, like, can I, like, take five bears and make a house with them?
I'm sure you could. It would be, like, the most morbid-looking house I've ever seen.
That would be terrible. But that's what this game is teaching me, that I could go out and make bears into houses.
Well, there's the thing. The bears have, like, these really sad faces.
Of course, because you're sacrificing them to make houses. Of course they're going to
have sad faces. It's like the puppy dog eyes, but just on bears.
Because you're about to kill them, slaughter them, and use their materials, I guess, for houses.
Exactly.
Five bears makes a house.
Yeah, five bears makes a house or something like that. I don't remember exactly what it is. If you want to look it up, just, you know, Google Triple Town. Apparently, it's a really popular game. And it's also one of those games that, like, unlike games like, you know, Zynga games or... just Zynga games. We'll go with that. Like, you don't have, you can play the game, but you don't have to spend any money to really make progress in the game.
Huh. Have you been playing this game, Paxton?
No, but I do know about it, because I do my research.
How do you know about the sad bears?
Another podcast.
Another podcast?
Yeah, I listen to other podcasts.
Oh, okay. That is true.
We do have to, I guess, figure out the competition so we can crush them, right?
Yes, exactly. We have very, very stiff competition, though.
That's true.
Which means you gotta be better, right?
We'll rule the world.
Exactly.
Going to get these records, and yeah. Girl, she's in the book right now with all these records she has.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. When did she start doing all these records? I don't think I've seen her in there before, but I don't know. I could be wrong.
It didn't say, but I think she's in the Gamer's Book of Guinness World Records.
She's been doing it since she was like 15 or something, probably.
Or whenever Dancing Games first came out.
So she's in college? That's true. Where did she
go? I don't know. Dude, I didn't, like, start looking up and
go look at our website. Maybe that'll say. And then while you're there, you can buy a $10 poster.
Exactly. A signed $10 poster, thank you.
And then you can use that in the giveaway.
Exactly.
That can be the prize for the...
A Kitty McScratch signed poster?
Yeah. It can be the prize.
If you don't know who Kitty McScratch is, too bad, because we have a poster for you.
Exactly.
Why should we give away her posters when we give away our posters?
Exactly.
Why give away our posters when we can sell our posters?
I was just going to say, we want to sell our posters, or because we're so great, we just want to keep our own posters.
Yeah.
Why don't you just buy a bunch of her posters and sell those?
Yeah,
for $12, make a profit on it.
No, so it's like Triple Town? We combine like three of her posters and it makes one of our posters.
Yeah.
But if you make four bears, it makes like 15 posters.
Exactly. All right. Pax, your new task is to go out and find bears. We're going to attempt this.
Exactly.
Probably in the next podcast.
We're going to go ahead and tell PETA right now. PETA, if you're listening, our posters are not made out of bears.
Or are they?
I don't know. I don't think they are. I've checked with the
people. No, he's right. They're not.
They said 100% bear-free.
Yeah, I mean, there's not. But, I mean, we'll find out next time when we try to combine five bears into some posters.
Yep.
Whether they're going to start being made of bears or not.
That'll also be our episode name, 100% bear-free.
No, just 100% bear.
100% bear?
Yeah.
All bear, all the time?
All bear. 110% bear. All bear and then some.
All bear and then some. That's the episode name. All bear and then some.
That is the episode name.
I think we should just continue on with this bear conversation.
Let's do it.
For a publicity stunt,
what are some famous bears?
Famous bears? Like real bears?
No, just like fictional bears, rare bears.
There's like Winnie the Pooh, Yogi Bear.
Yeah.
Chicago Bears.
Yeah, we'll count them. They're kind of fictional, right?
Yeah.
There's the mascot for the Chicago Bears, which I would guess
is a bear. Is it a live bear?
I don't know. That'd be great.
Oh, I hope it's a live bear. Why isn't Longo's mascot a live bear?
There's so much room for potential there. Even though we're Lancers, we should get bears.
Yeah, we have a horse thing. It should be
get
bears.
A horse for the attend.
A horse.
No, here's what we do. We need publicity, right? We need people to know who we are. I say we get one of us to dress up in a bear-proof suit and go out there and find some bears.
Yeah, and then once you get those bears, you can then combine them together for posters.
Exactly, or make more bear suits.
See? All right. That's exactly what's going to happen.
Let's get Gene involved. She'd probably do that.
You think Gene would be in the bear suit?
Sure, why not?
We'll ask her then.
She'd set up for anything, like boxes and stuff.
Boxes?
We're not going to make the bear suit out of boxes. I don't think that's going to stave off bears.
What if they're like steel boxes?
I don't think a bear uniform would scare her.
I don't know if a bear can go through steel. I honestly don't know.
Before we sacrifice the five bears.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you know if a bear can go through steel, Will?
I bet some could, maybe. If there's enough, I don't know. I guess not.
This is what we're going to have to find out when we get our bears.
Yeah, someone needs to look this up.
I feel like a certain type of bear might be able to, but I don't know.
Like a Winnie the Pooh?
Yeah, that's it.
You think he could go through a steel box?
Yeah, maybe not him, but...
Is there a... It's like a great... Did we say Bernstein Bears? That's another famous bear.
No, I was thinking about that, but we got off track of the bear suit.
Yeah, that's another famous bear.
Yeah, what are famous bears?
Winnie the Pooh, Bernstein Bears, Chicago Bears.
Yogi Bear.
Yogi Bear. Boo Boo Bear.
Yeah. Yogi's sidekick.
Yeah. He's a bear, though, so he counts, I guess.
He is a bear.
There's got to be other famous bears.
There probably is, but I can't think of all the bears.
There's that bear in Tekken.
There's a bear in Tekken?
Yeah, fighting game Tekken, they have a bear in there. He counts, right?
There's a bear in Beastly. Or not Beastly. Altered Beast.
Yeah, there is
a
bear in there.
You turn into a golden bear.
There's a bear in there, that's right. Are there any bears in Mario?
There are no bears in Mario. Are there bears in Uncharted?
Man, I feel like I should say, no, they're wolves. They're yetis.
Yeah, we know
yetis.
Yetis
is kind of like a bear. We'll count that.
Well, another word, yetis was a guy in a suit, right?
Yeah, but, I mean, we'll say he was
old
a yeti.
Old Mr. McPherson?
Oh, no. So that's just a bunch of guys in suits high on blue amber or something.
Yeah, I can't think of any other bears.
Bears in Skyrim are pretty famous. I'm going to count that, too.
Skyrim bears? They are famous.
Hey, what level in Skyrim are you on?
I've done the main quest and all the faction quests except for the Assassin's Guild.
Okay.
I think my guy's like level 50.
Yeah, I'm only on like 4.
Level 4?
Yeah, I haven't been playing for a while, and I got back into it recently, so...
That's such a great game.
It is, yeah.
Oh, it's so fun.
Yeah, it's so wide open, it's crazy, it's really good.
Yeah, once you get up to like 45, you start becoming like crazy powerful.
Oh,
you start
really?
Like killing things.
Apparently not bears.
No, well, bears get easier at 45.
Do they? Because three of them just destroyed you.
That was at like 20. They're big snow bears or something. I don't know. So the important thing is I ended up going back there and killing them.
Actually, that brings up a bigger conversation.
I mean, bears' weaknesses are apparently fire. So
if there was a war between bears and dragons, who would win?
Oh,
I've seen a dragon fight a giant in that game. It was pretty funny. And a mammoth. Same time. That was pretty funny.
Was the giant winning?
A dragon would have had fire. I mean...
Huh?
Wouldn't a dragon beat a bear in a fight? I mean...
It's got fire? Yeah. That's a good point.
Around.
Yeah, but bears seem to hunt packs.
Bears seem to hunt packs.
In Skyrim, they seem to. If that happened in real life, there should be no civilization.
If the bears became organized and hunted packs, yeah, it'd probably be a terrible thing.
Yeah. So maybe Yogi Bear was a warning. Smarter than the average bear.
Didn't they make a really terrible Yogi Bear movie?
Yeah, they did.
Oh, what a terrible idea. And just like Battleship the movie. That's not a
I don't know who was starring in that Yogi Bear movie, but it's just, to me, it just seemed like he was just consistently making a really terrible
Bear Trap?
Rodney Dangerfield impression.
I didn't even watch. I've never seen that movie.
I saw the previous movie. Just like,
yeah, I saw the previous.
Oh my god, it was so bad.
It was pretty bad.
But you are definitely going to see Battleship the movie, right?
No, are you?
Absolutely not. How about you, Will?
Battleship the movie? No.
No?
But there are aliens that I thought were Transformers. I thought it was another Transformers movie when I first saw that trailer.
I feel like I have to go simply because I need to see somebody say, "You sunk my battleship."
If that line is not in that movie,
potential wasted.
Or like, they hit deck A7 or something like that.
They hit deck A7? That'd be great.
A7, yeah. Oh, that'd be great.
I still want to see a scene where, like, one of the guys is like, the power's out of the entire ship. The guy goes, switch to manual, and he just pulls out a game of Battleship.
Sucks up a game of Battleship. You know what? If those lines and that scene is not in the movie, they clearly need to hire a user writer.
Hey, that's why we started a production company, right? To make our visions come to life.
Is that why you started it?
Yep.
Oh.
I guess. I don't know. Why did we start 310?
How did we,
Now, we know how, but what about why?
Why? Why did we?
Where's the historian?
Oh, yeah. She'll have it.
Jean?
Yeah.
What is she doing?
She's a historian.
I know, but what is she doing? She needs to know the answer.
Oh, what's she doing now?
Yeah.
Oh, she's probably off doing some art thing.
Some art
thing.
Hey,
I think the reason we started why we started 310 or whatever was because you thought it'd be a great idea, right?
Yep.
And that's why.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it sums up to. It's like, look at all these people online doing cool things. I want to do cool things. So we started this company.
What?
Yeah.
Now we just got to get some money into it. And that will happen when we get those two Guinness World Records, and then we'll take over the world that way.
And they're on the map. And then we're going to take all the Kenny McScratch records.
Kenny McScratch. You're going to dance?
Yeah.
And high score dancing games.
That's an idea. We were talking about like a movie and all that, or not a movie, but like a documentary or something. We should do like a CD also.
CD.
Like during the attempt, all the stuff we say, that would be great, right?
310 does Christmas.
Does Christmas?
Yeah.
No, he wants a CD of all the stuff you randomly shout out during the jams.
Oh, okay.
So yeah. All the cuss words and all the just random babblings that come out of your mouth.
That reminds me.
As you've been awake for 30 hours and ate like 50 pizzas and drank like 50 billion Red Bulls and somewhere between high and tired and.
Okay. I'm going to tell you right there, I'm never going to drink Red Bulls.
That's fine, I was just listening to energy drinks. I've never drank any energy drinks.
Second, you were talking about the swearing. That was something I was actually going to bring up last podcast, but I totally forgot. During a record attempt, I'm actually going to have a swear jar out for us.
That's a good idea.
So if we swear, we have to put like a bill or some amount of money in there. That money goes to Child's Play, too. Oh,
yeah. What if I swear? Do I get to take a bill out of the swear jar and keep it?
No.
What?
You have to put money in the swear jar like the rest of us.
Or I could take money out of the swear jar.
You wouldn't take money from children.
No.
That's where the money's going.
Oh. Thought it was going to fund your company.
No, it's going to the children, dude.
Oh.
Now, what if we don't
have cash?
Hey, here's the question, though.
Well, maybe I won't take money out.
On the live feed, what if we don't have actual enough cash or change on us? Then we have to swear we still do it.
Then you owe money. Then somebody's going to put a tally up.
True. Okay.
We are definitely, you and I are definitely participating in the swear jar.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't have any money, it should just be another hour you have to play the game.
God. Also, I will say this. For every time you swear, you have to put another amount, okay?
So, like, what, from, like, $1, second time, $2?
Yeah, something like that. But you can't just put, like, $3 in there and expect to swear 3 times.
Make a bank.
Yep.
I'm going to put 5 in here, I'm going to swear 5 times. 5 random times, you won't know when.
You can't bank swear words.
Damn it.
See, there's 2 reasons why I want to do
that. You're going to have to bleep that.
Yeah, I know. There's 2 reasons why I want to do that. One is because I think it'd be a cool way to make more money. 2, we got to keep the language down, you know?
Oh, yeah.
That is a good way to make more money and give to the children.
Yeah.
The needy children.
And 3, I just want to do it to see if anybody actually just comes up with the courage and just looks me straight in the eye and goes, "Phew, man!" And just starts putting money in the jar.
Fans will.
What's that?
All of our adoring fans will.
All adoring fans. We got to build up a fan base, man.
We really do. We need to attract the following.
And that's what the bear suit's going to accomplish.
Why don't you put that video you made last year up on the website?
We did.
Oh, you
Anything
did?
Short of dropping flyers from airplanes was a cheaper way of doing the same thing.
dropping bears from airplanes.
Going to the top.
With flyers plastered all over the bears.
Oh my god.
Figured it out.
Cheaper, man, cheaper. Also, less
inhumane. I mean, bears are cheap. You should go in and catch them.
Less inhumane.
What if we put the parachutes on the bears? So they chip down.
Wait, that's a better idea.
Also, the parachutes can have a big logo on them, and the bears can be plastered with all these flyers.
No, I like your idea, but I'm going to roll with it a little bit further. We're going to have, like, little recording devices attached to, like, a collar that the bear's wearing. That's going to say, go to 310.com. Go to 310.com.
As the person's being mauled to death. That makes sense.
So their last thought, if they survive, they're like, man, I should really go to that website.
I should have gone to that website. Maybe this wouldn't have happened.
See what that 310 bear was talking about.
I like that idea.
We should sell little bears, too.
We should sell what?
Little stuffed bears.
Exactly. I think they did that in American Dad.
Yeah, they did. That was an American Dad episode.
Mm-hmm.
This seems like a Family Guy type episode, too, now.
He was making little stuffed bears or whatever. That was like his dream or something.
For the holidays?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have to... where is Simeon in on this? Is he still involved in any of this day-to-day operation?
He'll be involved.
He could come up with ways to, you know what? I was just thinking, during the whole attempt, in case we get mobbed by all of our adoring fans, Simeon could be our bodyguard.
I'm sure he can handle that.
Or bodyguard or, security.
Something like that.
Have you actually thought, like, let's say we actually break these records, like, what would that moment be like?
You'll be so tired, you won't care.
No, I think we'll be fine. I think we'll kind of, like, have another win when, like, we're breaking the record.
Adrenaline, probably.
Yeah. Adrenaline, yeah. Then we'll crash, and then we'll really appreciate it when we get the actual, like, certificate or whatever.
Yeah, true. So, Will, how long do you think you're going to go after the record?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm confused because you said yours is 50 hours in a minute, right?
Yeah. No, mine's just 50 hours.
But you're going to double that, right?
50 hours in a minute. I don't know. Let's see. Maybe like 55.
55 hours?
I mean, it'd be good to get a little cushion in between 50 and, you know, whatever I set it at. Make it a little bit harder for someone else to get.
So then you have to go 70.
Maybe.
I mean, the cushion thing makes sense.
Yeah. Because, I mean, it would be really cool to not only knock out the record, but really make it unattainable for the future. I'm sure someone could come along and do like 100 hours, but that'd be really pushing it.
True.
You're going to do 100 on yours, right?
109.
109.
Really?
No, I don't know. I don't think so. We'd have to get a lot of witnesses for that.
You heard it right here, folks. Paxton's going 109.
You want to do it before Jeff Court does.
Dude, sell tickets to it also, like the final 20 hours of the, or 5 hours of the attempt. For people to watch it live, you have to pay to see it.
Pay-per-view.
Oh my god, that'd be terrible. Nobody's gonna pay for that.
Hey, we'll be so tired and, like, on adrenaline, and who knows what will be happening.
Rambling, insanely.
Exactly. Insane rambling, I'm gonna go with that.
Just talking to yourselves.
Yep, that's probably
your filter goes away and your self-talk just comes out.
It turns out there's nobody in the room anymore, but I just... been so lack of sleep that I just think people are in the room. TV's not even on. I'm just like, alright, approaching hour 70.
Hey, I wonder if, like, you could be awake. I've heard that, in fact, I had a friend who went to Hawaii last year, and he was so jet lagged after about 35 or 40 hours of not sleeping. He was so tired that he actually couldn't fall asleep easily. I wonder if we'll have that problem too.
We would if we were on a jet.
Yeah, I'm sure we could just fall asleep. I'm just wondering, like, we'll be so tired we can't even sleep.
All right, now my question is, why aren't you on a jet? Why are you doing this?
Dude, that would be amazing, actually.
a jet going for 50 straight hours would be kind of cool.
Flying around for 50 straight hours, regular world record. That's going to be a world record right there.
That probably is.
Yeah.
Probably. There you go.
Of course, they'd have to fuel up. I think they did every other hour. Not every other hour, but, you know, on one of the hours.
Exactly.
Okay. You know what? I bet if you took 8 bears and combined them together, you could get a jet.
I bet we could. Unless there's, like, inflation and it's 9 bears or something.
9 bears because of inflation.
So basically, the sequel to the movie Snakes on a Plane is Bears on a Plane.
Bears on a Plane.
Exactly.
Plane made out of bears.
Instead of real bears, like bears, people in bear costumes.
People in bear costumes. Even better. It's the even worse B-plus movie.
B-plus movie
sequel to Snakes on a Plane.
In fact, it'd be like clowns. You know how people are scared of clowns and stuff? be like this weird evil bear costume person.
Sounds like another short. Will, I need you to write the script on that right away.
I'll have to think about that, okay. Clowns on a bear.
Bears on a plane.
We have to end on that note, too, because we're approaching 40 minutes.
Why? You don't want to edit 40 minutes? I'm looking for some more cuss words. I can throw in some more cuss words if we want.
I guess just see us going into another tangent. And, Will, what are you doing?
Who?
You were just, like, mashing on your keyboard, and it's picking up on our mic.
My bad. I stopped.
All right. We are going to have to... We're going to cut it right here.
Why? What? Weird dog costumes.
What? That's another one for the swear jar.
There's no swear jar here yet. I can swear as well. No, it's a free country.
Unless anybody else has anything else to say.
I'm good.
You're good? Peter?
Yeah, I think I'm okay.
You're okay?
Just going to get one more for you to bleep there.
You know what? Since all this is getting cut... you!
That's a big bleep you have to do. This is practice.
All right, guys. We'll see you all next week on Podcast-tastic Podcast with episode 6. Have a good one.
The Return of the Bears.
Return of the Bears.
See ya.